CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. We do have some pre-check-ins we're going to go through really quick right here at the beginning. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Traveler's Rest, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. If you and Miss Isla are listening, we do appreciate you using the pre-net check-in functionality. And W4DF, that's Don over in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. KI4LZI, that's Andy up on Table Rock. Appreciate you using that functionality, Andy. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane over in 6 Mile. Appreciate everyone that used that pre-net check-in functionality this evening. And we do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to let EchoLink stations check in next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. I'm just passing through tonight, so we're negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Thanks for all you do for the club and the net. Please check in and out via EchoLink, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ZZX. That's Steve, sounding good from the base of Parris Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KK4FTU, that's Richard over in Slab Town, sounding good on EchoLink as well. Appreciate you guys for using the EchoLink functionality. Stay safe. And tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called. It begins with letters E through H. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Steve, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Warren, take care. Stay safe. Any other stations that go through hotel?
Kilo Juliet Fort, Hotel Kilo Charlie, SKJ4HKC. This is John on a handheld out near the Anderson Airport. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John out near the Anderson Airport. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in WP4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. And I'll try to be around, Dave. So just bear with me.
W4DJW, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, negative tonight, Dave, thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan sounding good out of Simpsonville this evening. I got you down for comments, Dan. We will be back to you in just a little bit. KC4EZN, that's Harry sounding good from Candler this evening. Harry, appreciate you being here. Stay safe. Any other stations that go through hotel? Okay, looks like we got that group moving right along to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called. It begins with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
Miss Amy, you're doing well this evening. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that, Dave, and hope y'all had a good holiday. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KW. Please check in K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. And KI4DOS, Gary. We're mobile and easily tonight. No traffic, no chew, but I do have an announcement.
Morning, DJW. Hey, please check in Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 73s to everyone.
JW. K4LWE. That's Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic. I'll stay around for comments. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good as usual from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop by with Sid on Sundays at 8 on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he would appreciate that, and I'm sure you would enjoy it as well. Sid, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and you guys continue to stay safe. And KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're mobile and easily this evening. Gary, I'll get back to you in just a second with your announcement. Do appreciate you being here. Tell Joy we said hello. And KE4JRK, that's John at the base of Paris Mountain as well. Good to have you with us tonight, John. You sounding good. And K4LWE, that's Larry in Piedmont. Got you down for comments, Larry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. KF4DOS, Gary, you want to go ahead with your announcement?
KW to net, KI4DOS, let the man on the mountain have his say first. Just wanted to remind everybody we've got a ham fest coming up this Saturday over at Spartanburg. I don't know if anybody announced that earlier, but I thought I would throw that out. You can put a number one on that and count it as a piece of traffic. But hopefully we'll see a lot of folks over at the ham fest Saturday the 12th.
Okay, Gary, do appreciate you reminding everybody to go out to the Ham Fest this Saturday, the 12th. Anybody need any fills on Gary's announcement? Sounds like you did a good job, Gary. Appreciate that. And stay safe out there on the road. Appreciate you throwing that out there to remind everyone about the Ham Fest coming up next weekend. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Please check in, Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4 UBG, Kevin. Over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to you and everybody on the net. And I've been playing the announcement thing every once in a while. That way, when people's listening, they can actually hear it. Back to you, Doug.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That is Kevin, sounding good from Fountain Inn. Well, Kevin, we do appreciate you doing that. Has to be done. It has to be triggered live by an amateur radio operator, so we can't put it on a regular schedule. So the more amateurs that learn how to do that and set it off every now and then, the more people we get to spread that news to. You don't know who's listening when or what time of the day, so appreciate you doing that, Kevin. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Over check in, Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie, Kilo Tango, John and Honey of Pipe, South Carolina, and I just got through calling Anderson net and I wanted to get checked in with you over here before I walked away from the radio. Good evening and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short, huh?
DJW. Night in a row, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a really good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4CKT. That's John just finishing up with Anderson Net. Appreciate you stopping in and checking with us this evening, John. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're getting lots of check-ins over there. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And Larry, it'll be three times in a row if Miss Karen doesn't have her radio fixed by tomorrow night. So stop back by again tomorrow night and make it three in a row. Appreciate you being, unless Miss Karen's got her radio fixed. Hopefully she does. Good to have you with us this evening. And let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter or the suffix they're called that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
And Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Fox Trot. Gina, also Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Golf. Jeff, Kings Mountain, North Carolina. In and out, please.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt Manman, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, there's another wonderful group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Bring with her KK4DMW and KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle, Rick and Michelle. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Miss Lorena, you're sounding good as usual. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we've got KJ4PAF. That's Gina. She's bringing with her KJ4PAG. That's Jeff. They're over in Kings Mountain. You're sounding good tonight, Gina. Tell Jeff we said hello. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt. Sounding good from Edmond as usual. Walt, appreciate you hanging around with us this evening on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, now we'll bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix are called. It begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, it sounds like the Q through T group is taking a break this evening. And we'll go ahead and bump it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called. It begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in and out. Kilo, November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. That's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Mr. Dave, please welcome Kilo 4, Yankee November Golf, K4YNG. Fletch and Easley, negative and negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W4DJW. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but listening in.
4DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. Had to step away from the radio there and missed my group. And I'll hang around.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4URF. That is Aaron, sounding good from Marietta, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you as tonight, Aaron. Hope all is going well with you. K4YNG, that's Fletch, sounding good from Easley. As usual, Fletch, appreciate you being with us tonight. And K4XB, Tommy from Southern Greenville County, just booming in there, Tommy. Sounding good. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here this evening. And KM4VWA, that's Steve over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope all's going well with you. And KM4RJN, that's John, who's just getting back to the radio. Sounding good, John. I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, working our way all the way around through the alphabet. We come back up to the top, the patient group, the alpha through delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix, their call it begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative and standing by.
Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Uniform calling CQ.
W. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
W4DJW. Dave, again, in the net. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley. Negative, negative.
DJW. Dave, didn't I talk to you yesterday? Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, Glenn and Gray Court. Yeah, I may have something to say, but thanks for calling it in again.
JW. Dave, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative tonight.
Okay, there's another good group, and listen up, because there was a little bit of a double there at the beginning, so I may have been able to get one, but not both of the calls. So if I don't hear your call, or if I only give you one of the two that you passed to me, let me know. We'd like to get you checked in. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim, sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. And KN4HTU, that's John over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. KO4AOW, that's Dave and Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by. You sounded good as usual. And W4AKG, that's AK over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight. AK, you sound like you're back to 100%. It's good to hear you back at 100%. And KD2BNG, that's Glenn over in Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. Yes, it'll be three nights in a row tomorrow if Miss Karen doesn't get her radio back on the air by that time, or John doesn't pick it up for her, which he has done the last couple of Tuesdays for her. So appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night and figure out what happens. And in for DJC, that's Jerry, sounding good from Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You are sounding good. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
JW4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment, thanks sir.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ, that's Gene, sounding good from Taylor's. Good to have you this night, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing good this evening. And this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net. We have our thanks for everyone that's checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is WP4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. It's your turn, Dan. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is WP4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in Simpsonville. And seemed like I had this honor last night too, Dave. I believe being the first one on the stump. But at any rate, it'll work. And hope you've had a good day today. I know it's been kind of slow here. We hadn't done much. Just kind of cooled it and took it easy today there, over.
Yeah, that's the same here, Dan, Labor Day. For people, all those people who labor throughout the weeks and weeks and weeks throughout the year, time for them to take a break. So today was break day for us as well.
Yeah, and I tried to get all my yard work done earlier and all, this past weekend and everything, so that come today, I wouldn't have to labor any today there.
Well, the only thing we did that cracked the door on the house was to go get groceries and just stocked up on groceries. Hopefully that'll be good enough to hold us for the next 3 weeks. And was under no pressure to do it, whereas normally if you do it during the week, I'm under pressure to get out there and get back before work starts or in a break while I'm at work or quickly after work. Always in a hurry, but this time on Labor Day, it's kind of nice to be able to go out there and just take your time, you know?
I understand that, yeah. Yeah, we didn't do much anything today, just kind of gone around here and cooled it. Did ride over to Greer for a little bit and then right back here. But gotta hit the road tomorrow. Be out there driving tomorrow, so I guess I'll get in a good day tomorrow.
Well, I'm with you there. I've got to hit the road early in the morning too, which I don't normally have to do, but my dentist office got the message that I left for tomorrow morning. So she was checking them early. Gave me a call and said, yeah, with the problem that you've got going on, you need to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I don't look forward to that at all, Dan.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't ever look forward to them dentist visits and any kind of doctor visit, far as that goes, but especially a dentist. But anyway, I wish you luck. I hope everything goes well with that, gets your problem fixed up there for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those cases where they give me antibiotics and say, you got to go heal and then come back and then we'll fix it. So that's okay, too. At least you don't have to stay long and you take some of them antibiotics and then your head starts feeling better. My head's been hurting for the past 4 or 5 weeks, so I'm looking forward to that anyway, to getting it, making it feel better.
Yeah, they don't like to work on one if it's infected or anything because it can really cause some problems. And they can't do their job as well either, I think, if it's infected. So they want to take any changes on anything going any further than that. So maybe they'll give you something to get it all cleared up. You get rid of the headache and everything else and then finally get the tooth fixed. And I'm going to have to make an appointment for some of mine here before too long. I've been putting it off for about 2 or 3 years, so I guess it's about time for me to go for another checkup there, over.
Well, that's the way we tend to do it. At least I do. I do it that way, too. Go very, very steady for 2 or 3 years and get all caught up and then have a big, long gap of where don't do what I ought to do, and then I have to do catch-up again. So it's kind of like riding hills and valleys.
Roger that. Yes, sir. Well, Dave, I'll let you go, and I wish you well on that visit. And you take care. Hope you have a good week, and we'll chat with you again soon. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo Clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, good to have you hanging around here, and hope you have an enjoyable next week. Stay safe out there, and hope that can't wait till next weekend. But anyway, take care. Appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is K4LWE. K4LWE. That's Larry over in Piedmont. It's your turn, Larry. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, K4LWE. Just wanted to thank you for calling the net and really learned a lot listening. I've gotten into FHF over the past month and have been able to connect with some great people from Illinois, Pennsylvania, just all around the eastern United States through either the South Carolina SSB net on 80 meters or the East Coast amateur radio service on 40 meters. So yeah, I really appreciate the net and just listening and learning a lot. So thanks. K4LWE.
Go. Okay, Larry. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. That's one of the reasons we're here every night, just so people can get to know each other. And, one of the things Ray, K4SUG, who's been on here for a long, long time, one of the things he used to remind us of, and we'll try to carry that on, is that if a repeater's not active, it's useless, right? Got to use it. Got to use, and a net is a good way to use it. Got to use it throughout the day and stuff like that too. I really enjoy it in the car. I usually will not ride in a car that doesn't have an amateur radio in it. My wife wants to take her car all the time. No, we're not taking her car. It doesn't have a radio in it. Anyway, Larry, appreciate you sharing that with us, and hopefully others will do the same and continue to keep the hobby alive. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net.
KN4RJN, what's going on in your world, David?
Not much today. Did go to the grocery store. That was about it. And tried to make it to the meeting at 7 o'clock, but I didn't get around to it to get to it. I hope they had a good meeting. I'll read the meeting minutes. How about you? Did you get around to making it to the meeting?
Didn't get my antenna moved either, but I did get some lattice work put up underneath where the dog kept getting through. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm working in about a 2-foot space. So everything I do, I have to do on my stomach or on my back. But, and that took a good portion of the day doing that. But have you heard from Karen? Do you know if her radio is working?
I have not. I have not heard her on this net or over on Sid's net or on their repeater 14664. So, you want to hang out tomorrow night and see what happens?
I'm going to standby mode. If you need me to take it, I'll do it. If you need a break. But we got to get some more net controllers.
I believe that's message number 94 that we need to keep playing. Johnny called me and asked me to send him a snapshot of which we're getting quite a few messages on there now. So he said... tell me which one's which. So I did take a snapshot of it and sent it to him. And I'm looking for it on my phone right now, but I'm not seeing it. That's because it's not in the pictures. That's because it's over in the messages that I sent to him. So I think if you play, let's see, need additional net controllers. That's number 99. So if you key your radio, send out your call sign, and type in 99 pound on your DTMF pad, and let off, it will... help us promote getting more amateur radio operators to become net controllers. So need to send that pound 99 or 99 pound out as often as we can, John.
What about Steve? Zulu Zulu X-ray, can't remember the part of his call sign. It comes in on EchoLink. I know he had talked to you about it.
He is in the shadowing mode, where he's shadowing people and getting comfortable with it and building up courage, right? I think as soon as he gets to the point where he can keep up with the net controller with no sweat, then he'll be ready to pick up one of the empty slots.
Steve, you still listening?
He was on EchoLink when he checked in this evening, and he's not there at the moment.
EchoLink screen up right now, so I just wondered, but... yeah, anybody that's listening, we're running out of net controllers, and we could desperately use some, and it's not that hard to do. So get you out of your comfort zone a little bit at the beginning, but after you get used to it, it's not a bad gig.
Yeah, we don't want to get to the point to where we have to have a robot calling that. But we might get that far. If we can't get volunteers, might use that for leverage, John.
Yeah, if the repeater has to call on that, we got issues. Yeah, we got problems. But yeah, I hear you.
Well, you got anything else for us this evening? I see. There were people coming into EchoLink and then leaving. But what else you got for us this evening, John?
About it. I'm on back on out of here. It's about time for second shift to show up. So hopefully we spread this out a little bit and you can get a few more check-ins. I'm back on out here. 73 is to you, everybody on the net, and KN4RJN is clear.
Okay, John. Well, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Shooting Net portion of the net and for being on standby tomorrow. Yeah, and if she doesn't have her radio working, then go right ahead and feel free to pick it up. I'll be listening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
JW. WD4DYH. Johnny, Travers Rest, no traffic, no round table. Rebuilding the truck front end. Hope you guys have a good evening.
EJW, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Tanners. It'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WD4DYH. That's Johnny working on the truck over in Travelers Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Johnny. And KA2TXJ, that's Jim, sounding good from Taylor's this night. Does have a little, sounds like you're charging a handheld or something like that, Jim. Just letting you know, if you already know it, no sweat. If you don't, just making you aware of that, just so that you're aware of what's going on there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KD2BNG. That's Glenn over in Gray Court. Glenn, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KD2BNG. How you doing, Dave? Yeah, I was just, you know, I do a lot of nothing all day. And one of the things I do just to keep my mind active is there's a website called Quorum or Quora, which is like discussion boards on various subjects, you know, mathematics, science, politics, history, geography, general whatever have you. And people post questions and, you know, wait for answers. A lot of good questions, a lot of just really off-the-wall questions. And what has happened to the state of general knowledge? Or maybe it's just the state of, you know, two things. General knowledge as far as STEM, and also things like history and geography, and also a certain willingness to believe what I guess you want to call conspiracy theories. I mean, for example, just today I can't recall how many Apollo moon landing questions I've answered. Did the Apollo moon landing happen? And how did we land on the moon with such crappy computers when my smartphone is a million times that? Let me break here, hold it. You know, and it's funny, I've answered that question a dozen times. Oh, and there's one other moon conspiracy that keeps coming up. This one's rather more recent. Not that we never went to the moon, and the moon landings were faked somehow. This one goes back, I think, to maybe 2007 or so. There were secret moon landings that no one ever heard of. Was Apollo 20 a real moon landing? And did they actually discover an extraterrestrial civilization? I mean, come on. You know, that not only goes against, it goes against common sense, for one thing. I don't know if you've ever been near Cape Canaveral when a Saturn V rocket went off. I don't know how you hide such a thing. You know, the ground shakes, the noise is deafening. If it goes at night like Apollo 17 did, the sky lights up. So it's just funny how people believe these conspiracy theories and how they have such a low knowledge of, like, general science and technology questions.
Well, Glenn, one of the things that helped me out the most with that was when somebody put together a picture of the galaxy. And then they put a point in the galaxy of about approximately where we're located. And then from the time that takes for radio signals to travel, they drew a line coming out of where the Earth would be on that little set of pixels, right? The spiral arm galaxy. And you know, there's billions of those. We're just one of billions. And they drew a line for how far our radio signals, since we learned how to transmit RF, how far they have made it away from the Earth toward the galaxy or away from the galaxy in all directions. And on a picture that's, you know, probably a foot square of the showing our whole galaxy, that line of RF that we have transmitted hasn't even made it a whole inch away from our Earth for the whole amount of time that we've been able to do to transmit RF. So if you try to, if you put that in perspective with how long it takes for somebody to get here or for us to get there, right, wherever somebody, an intelligent life form would live, you know, it's going to be hundreds of generations of people, of humans, to get there. It's just not going to, like, go board an airplane one morning and be in Europe the next, that afternoon. It's just not going to work like that. And that kind of helps put your things in perspective, Glenn.
Fermi paradox. The Fermi paradox and the Drake equation. The Drake equation is a series of ever-restrictive terms, you know, how many stars have planets, how many planets are habitable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, until you get down to how many planets have intelligent life and civilizations, and you get a figure of, like, tens or hundreds of thousands. Now, of course, the Fermi paradox says, if there's all these civilizations out there, where are they at? Why have we not heard from them? But that goes to what you said. Interstellar travel, if we even could, takes thousands, tens of thousands of years. You know, yeah, and, you know, you're hoping to come across a champagne cork dropped in an ocean. So, yeah, but that's funny. The Apollo, and let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, and to the moon landing deniers, let's see, I got these pictures from, what is it? Lunar Reconnaissance Observatory, which was launched in 2009. It's been in polar orbit over the year, over the moon since then. And it's photographed everything on the moon much bigger than a square meter or two. So, well, let's look at the pictures. Let's see. Well, here's a picture of Apollo 17 landing site, and there's the let's see, there's the lunar module, the bottom stage of it, and these little tracks that consist of two parallel lines. The distance between them never changes. That looks like tracks from a wheeled vehicle, you know, that moon buggy vehicle. So, how much evidence do you have to show to some people before they actually believe something? And let's see, that, you know, that probe was launched in 2009. I've got one photo that's full resolution, and it's 8520 by 12388, so it's 105,000 pixels. And this probe is in orbit maybe 50 miles above the surface. I think whatever is there is pretty much seen.
Well, that's a good point. And another thing, not only the distance between us and everybody else out there, all the other intelligent life forms, but the distance and time that we are between us and everybody else out there. There could have been intelligent civilizations that became sentient, lasted for millions and millions of years, waiting for us to contact them. We weren't ever here, and their star went supernova before our galaxy was even formed, right? So then there's that time scale. The time scale and the distance scale, I think, are the two things that it's going to be a long, long time, a long, long road. We have only been sentient on the timeline from the time we've been here for just, you know, a fraction of the whole time that we've been around. So I think the journey's just begun. We've just got a lot of learning to do. That's one of the reasons I really like learning, is learning those kinds of things. And those talk groups that you're talking about, I remember being on those back in the 90s, the 80s and 90s, mostly the 90s, and spending a whole lot of time on those things, mostly for computer distributed computing groups is what I did them for, not just general purpose. Had a lot of fun on those things. Looked forward to getting off work, getting home, eating supper, and going and sitting down and having some long chats with people like that, kind of like people do on ham radio. I wasn't a ham radio operator back then, so didn't know that you could actually do that with voice over the air without wires connected. So there you go, Gwen. Things just get better as time goes on. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
WKD2BNG. Yeah, I was just going to say I don't want to blow up the repeater. Yeah, the other factor is the time scale. The universe is billions of years old. And an advanced civilization exists for maybe 5,000, 10,000, maybe 50 or 100,000 years before something happens where it blows itself up. That's a very short time scale compared to the galactic time scale. So there are millions of civilizations that have existed or will exist, but there just aren't that many, if any, that exist right now, you know, in the same time frame that we exist. So, yeah, that was my other point regarding the Drake equation. The distances are kind of big, and the time frames are kind of short. As I said, I have nothing better to do, so I sit here and answer all the... You know, I've got a bunch of equations. Let's see, I got Einstein's mass equation written on the desk here, and I've got one other equation. So it's good for me to exercise my mind. Sometimes somebody asks me something that I might actually have to research. But, you know, I'm just saying. And the other thing was, yeah, how did such a lousy computer land us on the moon? Well, the computer didn't have that much to do, and it didn't need a lot of memory and processing power to do it. You know, consider your smartphone needs millions of bytes just to display the screen. You know, and we'll go from there.
Well, I was watching that reminds me of another thing. And let me recognize Mike. Net Control, like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mike, who's over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Appreciate you taking the time to check in via Echo Link text message. Appreciate you being there. And let me check really quick, Glenn, and then I'll be right back to you with an answer to what you were saying. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. K4ROW Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich over in Greenville. Good to have you with tonight, Rich. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. So, Glenn, one of the things I watched this guy was talking about programming languages and what we have done with memory. And he was talking about that core memory that you and I were talking about not too long ago, where the first memory that would actually persist after you shut off power and brought it back with the magnetism. And the ferrite cores that were wrapped around wires going horizontal and vertical. And he was talking about the same thing. Why were those computers so successful as compared to today? We have, he said, an order of magnitude of 20 times more resources on computers than we had back then. Order of magnitude 20 times. And I said, what can you do with something an order of magnitude that's 20 times more or larger? And that's kind of like exponential. It goes up huge what you should be able to do. But here's the thing. We waste memory. We waste disk space. We waste CPU now, and we sacrifice it for time to market, right? They spent a whole lot longer writing those programs that allowed the Apollo moon landing and launch, right, to land on the moon and relaunch from the moon. They spent years writing those algorithms and getting them just perfect. Whereas today, we just sling bits and bytes and gigabytes left and right in both memory and disk space in order to write something that would have taken years in the past to write it in just a few hours. So yeah, we are super wasteful with what we have, but it buys us time. That's the thing you can't buy with money, right? You can sling millions of bits and bytes at something and be sloppy with it and wasteful with it and capture the market share really, 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 really quick. Or you can be extremely careful with it, take years to develop it, and only use the minimum required like they did on the Apollo mission. Back to you, Gwen. KD2BNG, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
WKD2BNG. And that's one of the other points I made in one of my answers to somebody. Because I remember when main memory was measured in kilobytes. But, you know, in the 20 years since then, or even, memory has increased. Okay, so what's easier to do? We went from assembly language to high-level language, and now not even that. We have application generators that are like, here's the parameters, write the program. Is it efficient? No. Does it waste memory? Yeah. But, you know, it's time to market. Also, the other thing, you know, if you want to waste memory and waste resources, sacrifice resources for speed is the other thing. Instead of doing a lookup on a table on a disk, I'll just read the whole table into memory. You know, I've got the memory. I'll allocate half a gigabyte for the disk cache so that as I'm reading and writing the disk, it's caching all these reads and writes. So sacrifice CPU and memory for speed is the other thing. So some inefficiency in that respect is good.
You know, I was always hoping that we would go back and get back to efficient programming again. And I guess in some disciplines they've done that. And I remember in some areas when I was working for Michelin, like when C programming wasn't fast enough, like, for example, if a directory filled up with like 50,000 files in the directory and you had to find a file that was in there and you used C++ to find it, it used an unoptimized assembler routine to find it, and it took minutes. And the designer or the engineer that was running the CAD/CAM program software would just be looking at you like, what are you doing? What's going on? Why is this thing just sitting here? And so what you'd have to do is instead of using C or C++, you'd have to write assembler that could handle something that had 50,000 entries a lot faster than the routine that was sloppy coding, right? The one that came out of the jar with C and C++. You couldn't use that one. You had to overload it with one that was much faster. So there again, some things it really doesn't matter if you're waste. Some things it does, and you have to go back and clean up. Just the nature of the beast.
C2BNG, C++ can't really say. C is actually pretty efficient. It generates efficient code. I can do better a good optimizing C compiler. I can do better in assembly language, but a lot of times not that much better. You know, I use C for embedded systems all the time. And here's things where you are still dealing in kilobytes or, you know, a small number of megabytes. And, man, you know, and processors that can execute maybe, you know, a couple hundred thousand instructions per second. So, you know, C is, you know, I like it. It's an efficient, pretty efficient language. I was a very, very good C person and a very, very good Unix person, which I think probably would have made me valuable. C, you got to be careful. You know, if we have some time later, we'll discuss the 100 different ways to kill yourself in C. But, no, usually what it is, you know, you've got higher level languages. I've used application generators for things like generate the interface and the logic for this program, and I'll fill it in later. And, yeah, but as I was saying, sacrifice memory and whatever for for speed. You know, instead of what I would have done now with your problem with the directory is do a directory of the directory and read the whole thing into memory. You probably couldn't do that then.
Well, that's true. You couldn't do that back then. There wasn't enough memory to do that. And it would have taken a long time to do that. Whereas with Assembler, you could do it and it would happen in less than a second, right? So I went to an Assembler programmer and asked him to help me with that. And we conquered that problem where it didn't matter if you had 50,000 records in a single directory or not. You could read it in less than a second with Assembler. Whereas with C, it would be sitting out there for an hour trying to go through 50,000 records. Back in that day, that's when they had spinning disks, and they spun a whole lot slower, and they were a whole lot bigger, and they didn't last near as long. But things change, right? Now it's all solid-state memory that you can write 3 gigabytes per second. Right? That's just unheard of. Who would ever think that you could write to memory 3 gigabytes per second? One last thing. I was working on a problem one time, a mathematical problem, and we were using Java, and I told them, okay, that's, you know, Assembler is a 2G, two generations away from the CPU, C is three generations away from CPU, and Java is four generations away from the CPU, and by a generation, I mean it's got to be interpreted. Like, C has to be interpreted by Assembler to be written in code that goes directly to the CPU, whereas C has to go through two of those interpreters, and a fourth generation language like Java has to go through three of those before it gets to the CPU. And I said, so there's no way your math and your Java is going to be as fast as my math and my C, so I'll just write you a C routine. You can use that in your Java. And they said, no. Java has been optimized with Assembler such that it is even faster than the Assembler that C was optimized for. So a fourth generation language can actually go faster than a third generation. I'll leave you with that word, Glenn. KD2BNG, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, I probably have to talk in your ear off anyway. Yeah, the other thing your assembly language friend was probably doing is accessing the disk routines at a lower level than C. I'm going to write assembly. I'm going to go right to the operating system, so that bypasses the other six layers. But nice talking to you. Good QSO, and say hi to the rest of the net. And I guess I'll leave it at that. W4DJW, KD2BG.
Well, always enjoy reminiscing about the old days in computers. One day, Glenn will be gone, and there won't be anybody left to remember those old days. It'll all be manufactured by robots. Anyway, enjoyed it. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. KJZZ, KJ4HIAG, and please check in my wife, Robbie, KJ4KRX. We're mobile tonight on Whitehorse Road, headed home. No traffic, no comments. Cables.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA, that's Gene, and KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie. They're out there mobile on Whitehorse Road tonight. You guys be safe, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And I thought I heard another station. And I don't see any Echolink stations. So any other station that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net all the way through the alphabet, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
India Yankee, India.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IYI. That's Robert from Rock Hill, I think. Are you in Rock Hill, Robert, or do I need to update my database?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IYI. That's Robert sounding good from Rock Hill this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, so be sure and stop by tomorrow night where it's either going to be WD4CYM or KN4RJN. That's going to be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure they would appreciate you stopping in and checking in with them tomorrow night. And stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 saying good night.